My name is Luke Anderson. I'm a radio show host on 1080 The Fan. I live in Vancouver, Washington, and I'm a former stand-up comedian. I am a father of two twin daughters. They're age four right now. And this is the first edition of the How To with Ben and Luke, or are we calling it Luke and Ben? Let's call it Luke and Ben. This is the first episode of the How To podcast with Luke and Ben.
Yeah, my name's Ben Abbey. I'm the owner of Box Painting. I live in Salem, Oregon. I'm the father of two, to Peyton and Benjamin, 9 and 6 years old, respectively. I've been an owner of a business now going into my fifth year, and I absolutely adore everything that I do. The business that I own is a painting business, just a standard residential painting business, but I certainly provide that service in a different way. There's no doubt about it. For purposes of the podcast and what we're going to be doing here, I am the box dad.
The box dad.
So derived from my company that I own, Box Painting, I decided to give myself the handle of the box dad after doing some research and things like that with some former clients, and ultimately just figured out that what people enjoyed about me the most is that I am a dad, that I have the ability to balance those things, being a father, being a husband, being a business owner. Important things to know about me. In owning a business for coming up 5 years now, I have not worked a weekend yet.
Excellent.
And I will continue that trend for as long as I can.
Amen to that. I work every weekend. Yeah. I suck.
Well, and no, it for me, when I started the business, there were a handful of things in my mind that I said, these are the rules that we won't break.
Yeah.
And working weekends was a rule we won't break. I'm dad first on the weekends, and that's how it goes.
Very cool.
And to that degree, my homeowners and the clients that I work with, they know that too.
Nice.
They get it. Right? It's this idea. So
I'm going to pause you real quick right there because we did a terrible job setting up our podcast. So let's tell people what we're doing here. So Ben and I work together. I help you with some advertising through our radio station, some of the digital products we use. That's how we know each other.
Yeah. For about a year now, right?
Yeah.
A little over a year.
Yeah, just over a year, I suppose. So we're about a year and a half. Yeah. We came up with the idea of doing this podcast. We both, I think, are in a similar position. We've got young kids. Mm-hmm. We were looking at a fun way to have more conversations, because when you and I get together to talk business, we always talk about a lot more. We have a lot in common. It's kind of fun. We're discussing, we have a similar level of celebrity, which is next to none, but it is something. So we thought it would be fun to sit down and talk about how to do a lot of things, how to get better at what we're doing, how to get better in our professions, how to get better as parents, how to just navigate this world. I mean, the last year has been a COVID year. It's been absolutely bizarre. But today's episode is how to TikTok. So one of the things you failed to mention in your intro is who the box dad is. And about this time last year, it had to have been right around this time, because you and I met right when we met early March last year, when we kind of had the conversation. So what the hell's going to happen with this COVID thing?
Yeah.
And I think you had a home show that was canceled that you were about to go and promote your business.
Yeah, it would have been this time next week. Would have been the home show.
So. Yeah, and this was right before stay-at-home orders were put in place. Yep. And you told me something. You said, I'm starting TikTok.
So the crazy thing on the TikTok, I started literally, like they call it your TikTok-iversary, right? February 25th.
Okay, So you and I met the first week then, and because you showed me your first video, so we had started.
Literally a week
after
my TikTok-iversary. And when I started TikTok, the entire concept in my mind was to relate it to my company and box painting. Okay. That was where I wanted the content to go. I thought it was going to be DIY tips and tricks, me doing how-to stuff with homeowners, like on site, showing them how I look at a house when I'm looking for wear and tear, damage, and things like that.
Yeah.
Or even how I walk a job at the end of it, right?
How were you drawn to TikTok initially? I mean, obviously you were aware of TikTok, but what was it compared to other social media platforms? One of the things about me is I'm terrible on social media. I've done I've done stand-up comedy. I've done radio for a long time. I've done all of these things where I put myself out there. But for some reason, I just have this aversion to social media. So what was it? Because you're not big on other social media platforms.
Not at all.
You didn't go, I'm going to move my influence from Instagram to TikTok. You just dove right into TikTok.
I did dive right into TikTok. So every year at the end of a season, and the end of my painting season is generally Halloween.
Okay.
I move into hunting season, and when I'm out hunting, that is when I go through this thought process of what I want, what I liked about the last year and what I want to change about the next year, coming into next year's business year, and just how I want it to feel and look.
There's a quick tip for anybody out there. If you ever just need to let your mind just go, there is nothing better than hunting. Yeah, because most of the time, you're not really hunting. You're waiting.
You're waiting. Yeah.
And you're sitting in the woods and you're just staring at nature and you're losing focus into like a patch of trees.
Yep.
And next thing you know, you're like, how long did I sit there?
That or you're hiking up a hill in agony, right?
Fair enough.
And you don't want to think about the hill that you're hiking in agony on. And so I find myself lost in thought on the things that I truly enjoy, which is my business and working within my business. Because there's always this concept of working on your business or working in your business. So
yeah. Put your mic a little bit closer. Just a little bit closer to your face. Yeah, you're good there.
So as I go through this process at the end of 2019, the content that I am listening to is actually Gary Vaynerchuk. He is, for those that know, he does a ton of content, but
What's his thing?
His ultimate claim to fame is that he took his parents' wine retail business that was doing $3 million, and in the next 3 years, it's doing $60
million,
all through Facebook and social media.
But he has a mantra. It's the, I can't remember what it is. I've read a couple of his books, but it's like the, I don't know, knock it out of the park or something stupid thing. But his whole thing is, if you're going in, go all in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I can't remember. I should pull up Gary.
As we go through and I'm listening to the content, the one...
We'll be fine. Okay. All right, go ahead. So his big thing.
So his big thing for Gary that he was talking about in his content at that point is the idea that he thought TikTok was going to be huge.
Yeah.
He thought it was the next big thing. These kids that are dancing on there, this, if you can figure out a way to make relatable content, you can make it on TikTok.
And but that's the thing that's bizarre. It's kids dancing.
It's kids dancing,
right? It's mostly like, you know.
And so enter this millennial, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Here comes the millennial generation where all of a sudden COVID happens and there are millennials that are entering TikTok with bravado and they're a, like we, I say they, it's we,
yeah.
We are able to relate this 90s content that these kids act like they came up with these dances. They didn't come up with these dances.
Wasn't there just a thing about Dreams from Fleetwood Mac that ended up becoming the huge thing? Because all these kids on there are like,
the Cranberry. This song's amazing.
Yep.
Dogface 420. That's the handle of the guy. Anyway, so, and that guy, Dogface 420, ends up getting a vehicle purchased by him from Ocean Spray.
Really?
For drinking cranberry juice.
To Dreams.
To the song Dreams.
Wow. Crushing it is Gary V's thing.
Yeah, just crushing it. Yes, thank you.
Crushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I decided that TikTok was going to be the avenue that I wanted to do.
And this was just to promote your business.
Strictly to promote the business. However, in coming up with the Box Dad and that type of content, I did change the logo. I mean, I used my logo that existed within my painting business and just drew it over and redid it. And then we started making TikToks. And the way it happened was actually kind of funny because the first week or two, I really didn't make any TikToks. I watched TikTok. I was seeing what this was. I was just absorbing.
Okay.
And my daughter was absorbing too. She's watching some of these things and we're laughing together and having fun. And I ultimately decided that there was a Kevin Hart sound that it was my first TikTok, and it's with his daughter that he does this sound, and it's this thing where he's like, I'm on TikTok now. And anyway, so I do this sound. I go to bed at night.
So you can just take the audio from somebody else's recording and then you can just use that.
Absolutely.
For your TikTok.
For your own TikTok. And
you can lip sync it.
And lip syncing. And then you can also cut things out and edit their sound and make it so that it comes up choppier or whatever that is.
Okay.
But I make that first TikTok, I go to sleep. So I made that TikTok with my wife watching me and my daughters in the background. If anybody wants to go watch, you can watch it. And that TikTok was made at 10 o'clock at night, right before we're going to bed on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And I wasn't actually going to post that one. I didn't think it was that good.
Okay.
And my wife, Hannah, she goes, well, why not post that one? And I couldn't come up with a really good reason. So I just posted it. And the next morning I wake up and I have 1,000 followers or whatever it was. And I was like, oh, okay. And as I continued going into the rabbit hole that is TikTok, what I found and what I was drawn to, because COVID was happening, now we're on shutdown.
Yeah.
I can't go out and promote business the way I normally would. And so I started doing funnier stuff. That's what resonated. And all the DIY stuff that I thought I was going to do is now gone. I've done some.
Yeah.
But it is definitely not what my content is right now.
I just pulled it up. You have 167,200 followers. You have 5.1 million hearts.
Likes. Yeah, it's just the likes.
Well, it says hearts. I'm looking at it right here. I pulled it up on my iPhone and that's what it says. And you're only following 1,687 people.
So let's
people,
talk
right?
about what that is before we move off.
Oh,
that.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Why? Because what you'll find, people get frustrated about that somebody that has 167,000 followers only following 1,600 people.
Yeah, but 1,600 people is a lot, right?
It can be.
Yeah.
But the reality is what they don't realize is that TikTok actually limits you to 10,000 that you can follow.
Gotcha.
So being selective about that 10,000 that you want to follow is kind of important, because the other side of it is I don't want to follow somebody that I don't want to follow and then have to unfollow them later only to disappoint them, because now somebody that has 170,000 followers, whatever it is.
So you're a big shot. People have to earn your love.
No,
what
no,
you're
no,
saying. No, no,
no,
that's exactly. No, I just heard it. I totally heard it.
But they better be funny and consistent.
That's, okay.
It's for me, the people that I follow, if Becky uses your sound.
What? Okay. So this is a whole nother thing.
We can dig
this
into
This is a whole nother thing. Well, we can get into Becky right now, but you can't just throw out the word Becky.
Becky so, and then move on?
Yeah, no. You can't just throw it out like everybody knows, right? I mean, maybe the only people that will ever listen to this are your TikTok followers. Sure, and they know who Becky is. Maybe other people listen to it.
Yeah, Becky.
This thing still intrigues me immensely.
Well, the funny thing is here, take a look at this. Okay. So my father, I'm making a TikTok this morning as Becky.
How many TikToks do you make a day at this point?
At this point, I mean, okay. I would say it's a min of two, a max of six.
Okay.
In a day. And it just kind of depends on what's going on in my day. What they're not going to do is they're not going to take away from time with the kids or you know what I mean? It's not business. So it can't be that full into it, but there's time that's put into it for sure.
Okay.
So I'm making a TikTok this morning and Becky is a part of the TikTok. And my father, he sent me a picture of me making this TikTok and he goes, "Where's my son?"
The important thing is that you are on social media and you're disappointing your parents.
Yeah.
So
like everybody should.
Yeah. You're doing it correctly.
Exactly.
So mission accomplished there.
Actually dad does, he thinks they're pretty funny overall. And he thought,
sure.
My
father says to your face.
In reality, my father said that he was confused when the one went viral that was not Becky. He said, "I don't know how the Becky stuff doesn't go viral. I think that's way funnier."
Yeah.
So take that for what it is.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what Becky
is. Okay. So
we got to talk about Becky.
You've introduced yourself. Who's Becky?
Who's Becky? Okay. So Becky started probably. Okay. So it starts with my son. We're in COVID.
Okay.
We are cleaning. COVID cleaning, right? We're getting rid of stuff, just old stuff that just doesn't need to be in our house anymore.
Makes sense.
My son comes downstairs and he's got a wig on, a blonde wig. Curls, the whole nine yards, is my wife's. I saw the wig, and it just so happened that the night before, I had saved a sound from the Big Lebowski, the dude.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yep.
I'm like, well, I got a robe, and now I have a freaking wig. Let's make this happen.
Yes.
So I did the dude. Did it.
Yep.
Crushed it. Loved it. Next thing I did, the next TikTok I did with the wig on was Thor.
Okay.
I start with male characters.
Yeah, you start right? using the wig yep. for good and not evil. And then
not evil. I love it. Yeah. The followers, if they ever do hear that, just so you know, they believe that Becky is the evil side of me.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, like, hey, there is this alter ego portion of it. So that she's got more edge is the way they would say it. She's more edgy.
Okay.
So the very next TikToks I make is a bit by Nick Swardson, stand-up comedian.
I know Nick Swardson.
Right, we know who he is.
But one of the bigger compliments I got as a stand-up is people mistook me for
you,
Nick
Swardson. You have that look. Yeah. But so Nick does this bit where he's talking about this cat that and his mom is in the kitchen. And I was like, well, I'm going to play the mom in the kitchen in this scene. And so I have I have a pink heart robe on, my wife's. The wig.
Oh, I was really hoping you'd say it was a gift. Either way.
Not a gift.
Okay.
But and then I introduced the glasses, right?
Yeah. And these are just frames, no lenses.
Yep. Frames, no lenses. And as I would play a handful of female parts in the coming months.
And so most of the TikToks that you're doing at this point are just taking sound clips from mm-hmm. movies or stand up or something, and you're just using it. You're just acting it over the top of it, mm-hmm. sometimes doing lip sync, sometimes not.
And also a lot of what I was doing at that time was, and I still do, I did one yesterday in front of a client. It was awesome. But stand up comedian routines.
Yeah.
Being able to memorize a 58 second monologue and lip sync it perfectly. That's a fun game for me. I enjoy that. I like that. I like the challenge
of it. The stand-up comedian inside of me, it's been a few years since I've done stand-up, hates you for doing this.
I know.
But at the same time, you do give credit to the stand-up is on there. And I haven't watched all of them, but I watch a few. And then I just go, I need to stop watching this. Otherwise, and then you got me watching. I don't know if it was your fault, but I was on TikTok. And Gordon Ramsay's all over.
He's
huge on that. He's huge. Doing weird bits.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
I still don't understand it, but... So
then what happens is I do a couple of female parts.
Yeah. Mostly from movies.
And one of my followers comments and says, I think we need to give your blonde alter ego a name.
Fair enough.
At this point, I probably have around 35,000 followers. Okay. It's not a ton. We're just having fun.
What is a ton of followers? So you're at 167,000, right? Which seems crazy.
You know, Charli D'Amelio is over 100 million at this point. You know, so she's one of the young ladies that does dances and all that kind of content. There's no doubt that I'm definitely you would call me a small creator.
Okay.
But a creator nonetheless, but small.
So creator means you've got enough followers that people are paying attention to you. Like if I started TikTok today, I'm what?
Well, if you're on TikTok, you're just a watcher. If you're creating, you can become a creator and you're just creating a following.
But I don't need to so as soon as I start creating content, I'm a creator.
Technically, yeah.
We're at a different level than that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. Okay. I don't see it as a different level. Okay. But with Becky, what happens is that this person says, we should give your alter ego a name. And I was like, let's make it a game. And and so I made a TikTok and I said, you are all the ones that watch her. So you get to name her. And so what I did was I made it a contest. And I said, the person that has the most liked on their name comment, right, gets a shirt and a hat. I'll send it to you, and that'll be the name that we're moving forward with forever. Cool. It won't change. And lady out of North Carolina named Christy, her comment was Becky with the good hair. And it had, I don't know, 100 and something likes on it, you know, or whatever it was. And so that was the name that we gave, was Becky. And so Becky has two mottos now. The first is, in a world full of Karens, be a Becky. Oh,
there you go. Well
done. And then the other one is #, don't make it weird. So
now people need to know that are just listening to this and don't know, you do have a beard.
I do. Yeah. I have a full beard. I have a good amount of gray in the chin. And so when I throw the wig on with the glasses that have no lenses, the bits that I absolutely love with Becky are taking another female creator's sound where they've done a makeup tutorial and I do the makeup myself. Yep.
And it looks fantastic.
Okay, for the record on the makeup, for those that are listening, if you watch the first one and then you watch the last one, I think that you can see progress in blending eyeshadow.
Oh, there
That's
you go.
All I'm going to say. I'm going to say that I think it's a learned concept for all of us. Magnetic eyeliner is the bane of my existence.
Oh, okay.
That does not come off, just so you know.
Yeah.
It's insanely hard to get off.
The question is, so you when did Becky, when was Becky born?
Becky would have been born probably right around, okay, so March is when I'm beginning making TikToks. I would say Becky is born in June.
Okay, so June, so you've invented Becky and you've gone through hunting season. How much better was your camouflage paint this year for hunting?
Not better. Okay. Not better at all. Okay. Not better at all, but great question for sure.
Yeah. My brother likes to put like dye elk or something on his face and then he'll do that.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I should do that though. Okay. It's just do a Becky eyeshadow thing where it's just full camo.
Yeah. Do full camo paint. And there you go. Wow. I'm glad that I can give you ideas.
That's what we're here for. Create content.
That's too. What I'm here for. So again, the stand-up comedy thing it doesn't bug me because you're not taking any of my stand-up because probably doesn't exist anywhere on the internet because, again, terrible at social media. But have you gotten any comments back from the stand-ups? Who's made mention of some of the...
Oh, man, there's a guy out of Southern California, and he was actually going to be up here, but because of COVID, he wasn't able to, of course. But he was going to be at Helium.
Sure.
And I would need to look up his name. Yeah. But I did one of his bits early on, and he reached out to me and said, oh, my gosh, this is so good.
How meaningful that you couldn't even remember his name.
Yeah. I've made 900 plus TikToks, and that was very early on.
Sure.
There is one though that I would, if he were to reach out, I would want to meet him for sure. Nate Bargatze.
Okay.
I use a lot of his, and the guy's freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like he's just so damn funny.
Yeah.
So.
Are you watching more stand up now because of this?
Got to think about that.
Like, how do you find the bits that you're going to use? Just go on YouTube and look for bits, or do you like it's? I remember hearing something.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of it is when I'm scrolling through TikTok, I will see something that gives me some sort of idea that I'm going to relate to what I'm doing in my real world.
Gotcha.
And so I take it and then I just use that sound.
So most of the time these are sound that somebody's already got up on there. So the comics are putting just bits up or are people...
Could be the comic or it could be something like Dry Bar Comedy Club. They have their own TikTok page and they're posting comedians too. Okay. So is Laugh Factory, right? They post their own content that anybody can use.
Interesting. So, all right. Well, it's an entirely different world than I am familiar with.
But I do. The one thing I will say is I give credit on my TikToks as to who the comedian is. And I firmly believe that we should continue to do that. That's not just for like actual comedians, but that's for
everything.
That's for all the content that we create. The hard ones are when you're doing like the voiceover sound or the lip syncing of a child. You're not going to give the child, you don't know the name of the child.
Sure.
And you
give credit where you can.
Yeah. You give it where you can.
You do your best. But, and again, it's at the Box Dad if people want to go and find it on TikTok.
On TikTok or so, IG.
So most of your, or Instagram.
Yeah.
IG. Learning all of these things.
I know.
No, you're good.
They love the gram.
Hey, listen, if if both of us were smart on this thing, we probably wouldn't be talking about it. But most of your influence is coming from TikTok itself, which means that you're basically giving the platform what they already want.
So that's
intentional, I would imagine.
It is intentional. And that's part of it too, is that for those that want to get into social media and do content creation, understand that if you're not being paid to create content, you're the content.
Explain that more.
Meaning that, if I'm not being paid, which I'm not being paid by TikTok, I'm their content. I'm promoting them at all times.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing. The benefit to myself is quite minimal in comparison to whatever TikTok gets from it.
Yeah.
Right? Because TikTok gets the rights to all those videos.
Sure.
So
it's that I agree and you just scroll and all the way down through all that legal stuff. Agree. Basically what you're doing is you're giving them your likeness.
Yeah. Giving agency to them that says, go ahead and use it.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, the thing about making content and things like that is the concept is, especially with TikTok, people always do this thing where they say, you know, on Instagram, I don't want people to look fake or be fake or, you know, whatever that is.
Who says that?
I know, right?
Be the faker, the better. What do I care? What do I care?
And here's the thing. On TikTok, that's the idea.
Is what?
To be fake.
Okay.
To make it, to let you enter this world, right? That I'm going to bring you into for 58 seconds where you can't figure out if I'm lip syncing or if it's me.
Is that the minimum, the 58 seconds?
58. Well, it's 60 seconds is the maximum that you can do on TikTok. Okay. 15 is the 15. There's a 15 and a 60 second option, basically.
So basically you pick one of the two and then you,
and then you the make content. Your, gotcha. Yeah, make your content.
You mentioned there's a couple things that we have to get to. So one is you mentioned that you're not getting as much as TikTok is getting from this, but you are getting.
Oh, I get things.
Yes. So explain sure. this.
What I get. Yes. Yeah. So,
and it's not what you intended. So the original goal is I'm going to get more painting clients.
Yeah. Well, which has happened. Okay. That has happened. The interesting part about getting painting clients from TikTok that I'm finding is that when a lot of times if I enter a home and I'm doing an estimate with the human being, we are going through this dance of trying to figure out, are we going to work well together? Are we going to be able to communicate as we work through this project of painting their home, interior or exterior, it doesn't matter, but can we work together in a functional way?
Yeah.
That's the engagement.
I'm going to set my expectations here. Is that what you're looking for?
Exactly.
Cool. Let's hit it.
So with TikTok, what has happened is people can see me. They know what my person, they know the personality I'm bringing to the table before I knock on that door.
Yeah.
And so what I feel it has done is kind of eliminate the people that I know I'm not going to want to work with. They've already not contacted me. And I'm okay with that. I'm good with it. Because at the end of the day, we both shouldn't waste each other's time, right?
Fair
That's
point.
Okay. It's okay to not work together with everybody perfectly. That's just the way it is. So yes, I get some painting business from this as of right now. The other thing that I get is I do get happiness, but my happiness is different than what some people would assume it to be, because a lot of people assume, well, you're making the TikToks. That's what makes you happy. No, I don't care about making the TikToks.
Really?
What I care about is the reaction to the TikTok.
Now, people that have not seen your TikToks, they may, okay, I get that. You're dancing in your pajamas and you're putting on a blonde wig and you're doing makeup tour.
The whole nine yards.
You have joy from that. No, don't tell me you don't get any enjoyment from that.
I get joy. Okay, the way I would say it is I get joy from the goofiness that it is.
Okay.
Right?
Sure. Absolutely. Fun to be an idiot.
It's fun. Exactly. Okay. There it is. It's fun to be a goof. It's fun to be dumb. It's fun to be a kid for whatever period of time that is. But the actual reciprocated thing that I get from it is when, and especially with the Becky stuff, is when it happens the most, is I post the Becky makeup tutorial, right? And it's using a real person on TikTok, a TikTok creator sound, that I'm going to use. And it's always a female. And what happens is that female creator will normally duet the video that I've created using their sound.
Okay, so a duet is when...
Where we're side by side.
Side by side. Okay.
Yep, we're side by side on the same screen. And all of a sudden, I'm watching their reaction to what I'm doing with their voice. Because it's different. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be more animated. I'm going... Whatever bringing it to that next 100%, that 1,000%, I'm going to do that. One of the first ones I did was with, and honestly, this is a human I would want to meet. Her name's Anna, Anna Moore out of Michigan. And if she's listening, she's going to be like, oh my gosh.
you can't remember the comedian's name. But this, I can this remember. Guy, this is a guy that professionally stands up in front of a crowd. Yeah, and all he wants to do is people to know who he is. And you're like, he's really funny. He's from Southern California. Weird, a stand-up comic from Southern California. What are the odds of that?
That happening.
Yeah, and he almost came up. What's his name?
I don't know.
And
he didn't come up to Portland. Yeah, I don't know his name.
Oh, sure. And then, somebody did a makeup tutorial, and you care more about that.
I do.
It's a strange world.
It is a strange. Okay, so Anna, when she watched the TikTok, she's watching it on her couch. And as she's watching it, she can voice over also, meaning that she can talk And I can hear her and what her reaction is. And the first thing she says is she goes, "Oh my gosh, that's my voice." And I was like, and in my mind, I'm like, here we go. She doesn't know what's coming. So at the end of that TikTok.
So how does she get alerted to this? Like, so she.
Oh, it just pops up as a notification like you would on a standard text.
Okay. So it's like, hey, somebody just used your video.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, pretty much. Or the other way is that she has her followers that might follow me also, or because I'm using her sound, that content gets pushed to her followers. And so her followers tag her on it.
Some guy's dad in Oregon is doing a cross-dressing version of thing. Notification pops up. Okay.
So with Anna's though, at the end of it, she does this thing where she says, "We're going to put on the perfect pair of spring earrings," or, you know, whatever it is. And she puts on these feathered earrings. They're just little feathers.
Yeah.
And obviously I don't have piercings.
Really?
Right? Okay. No, I don't. I don't have piercings. Can't tell with the headphones on.
Yeah, there you go.
So what I did was, I do have feathers though. I hunt, I fish. And so I took two pheasant tail feathers.
Fly tying gear.
I took two pheasant tail feathers, like long ones.
Yeah.
And made them look like earrings hanging underneath the wig.
Sure.
And as I go to put the earrings on, right, Anna literally rolls out of her couch, drop dead laughing, uncontrollable laughter.
Yeah.
That moment right there, that's my win. In my mind, I have succeeded at what I wanted to accomplish for her, for me, for everybody else watching. So it's fun.
But you're burying the lead. People send you crap, right?
Yeah,
like, that's the other thing. Like, yes, that's joy. That's fantastic. It's a great story. I don't want to minimize that. That's fantastic. But you're telling me people just send you stuff randomly.
Yeah.
What were you eating today?
Okay. So, I didn't eat it today. So, well, I think the best story about something that's been sent to me so far is actually probably from just late last summer. Yeah, late last summer.
What was the first thing that was sent to you? Because that totally caught you off guard too, right?
What was the first? Because
your address isn't on there.
No, well, the P.O. box is.
Oh, okay.
Like for box painting, you can, I don't have my personal address, no. But like you can send stuff to my P.O. box.
But you have a link to your business website. That's how they got it. You don't have, and what I'm saying is your business address is not posted on TikTok, or is it?
No. Well, my business address is a P.O. box. So yes.
But it is on TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's right there on the page. So the first things that get sent to me are actually makeup and a new wig for Becky. Those were the first things.
Does it suck that you're not as popular as your evil twin sister?
No, I honestly, that's the other thing too, is even at the end of this last year, I told myself I'm just not going to see. I don't know where this I'm not going to make a plan for where the content goes. It's just going to go where it goes.
Sure.
So we'll see what happens. But I pull up to the paint store, right? And it's kind of a cloudy, rainy morning. And I look to my left, and on the in the parking spot next to me, there is a raspberry Tootsie Pop.
Oh yeah,
wrapped secure, right? And it's sitting there. And I was like, well, I'm going to make a TikTok about this. And so I made a TikTok and I said, hey, y'all, this is my lucky day. Look at this right here. And I show him a raspberry Tootsie Pop and I go pick it up in this TikTok. And then in the comment section, I have a lot of moms that follow me, tons of moms. And they go, a lot of them are like, well, this mom says you should not eat that.
I would say don't eat that.
This mom says this mom. And so what I did in the very same day was I made another TikTok responding to one of those comments of me eating the Tootsie Pop. A week later, so ridiculous. A week later, I go to my P.O. box, not expecting anything. And I have three big packages. They're bags. They're clear and they're relatively heavy. And they're all the same size, which is even weirder. And I do a TikTok where, because I open my mail on TikTok when I get mail from my followers.
Got the Costco coupon book. Oh no.
But yeah, I open my mail on TikTok for my followers to see what I got, right? Yeah. And so I'm making this TikTok and I open up the first bag and it's a 6-pound bag of straight raspberry Tootsie Pop.
6 pounds?
From Amazon. Yikes. And then all of a sudden I see what's about to happen. It's three separate followers that sent me a bag each.
Wow.
Each one, it's 6 pounds. I don't know how many, there's at least 100 in there. yeah. in each bag.
And you have three
of them.
And all raspberry.
All raspberry, which are the best flavor for the record.
Can
we really talk?
Can you taste raspberry in a raspberry Tootsie Pop?
No,
it's sugar. It's red.
It's red sugar.
Okay, just making sure.
But you know what?
The root beer is the only one that I think I've ever been able to taste on those candies. I don't even know if Tootsie Pop makes a root beer one, but the root beer barrels, those taste a little bit like root beer.
On the Dum Dum,
yeah. Those taste there you go.
Yeah, those are the Dum Dums.
Yeah.
But no, I agree on the Tootsie Pops, right? But we all know that the raspberry sugar is better than the orange sugar. Straight across the board.
I'm going to disagree with you there.
Oh,
I'm
going to disagree. Friends anymore.
Ah, well, like nobody said we're friends. This is a business venture. This is not a friendship. I want to make sure that's clear. It's recorded. It's on tape.
I love it. It's so fun.
But yeah, people are sending you stuff.
I get stuff from Canada.
Yeah, you said you got Canada treats and they're better than American.
They're better. Okay. Let me tell you about some of these things that you need to know. That everybody that even might listen to this needs to know. How many Reese's peanut butter cups do we get? Two,
unless you go king size, and then it's four. Four.
Yeah. Right? In Canada, it's three.
That's the standard size?
It's a standard size of three.
Is that metric?
I don't know.
Okay.
All I know is three is greater than two, and I needed to have three.
You can do king size, and you can have four.
But now I'm paying double.
That's a fair point. Okay.
Her name's Janelle. She's a real sweet lady. Sent me a care package, and then they have different flavor of Ruffles chips, like a lot of different flavors that we don't get down here.
Syrup?
No, actually, it's called All Dressed. And there's dill pickle, All Dressed, and ketchup.
What is all and ketchup?
We'll get to the ketchup. So first, the All Dressed. Think of it as like almost taking a garden salad and drying it out and just sprinkling it across a chip. They're quite good.
Okay.
Quite good. I will say I enjoyed them.
Take
greatly.
A garden salad and then.
Now,
the
ketchup. First, for those listening, know that I'm not like this huge ketchup person. So
okay. Right,
it's just not my thing. Did they taste like ketchup? Yeah, they tasted like ketchup.
You know what should taste like ketchup? Ketchup.
That's about it.
You got it. Mission accomplished.
It's done. You know, we don't need to always reinvent things. So,
okay. So but Canada, not that great.
But then the other thing about Canadian candy is that they use a different cocoa. Ours is enriched with corn syrup here in America.
Yeah.
See. Theirs is not.
Yeah.
It is infinitely better.
Okay. Well, let's go to Canada.
It is infinitely better. There's no doubt.
The next recording of this podcast will be from Canada.
We can bring on a Canadian. They'll have a blast.
There you go. Perfect. we can do that. So let's talk about one more thing. So you started having fun. Becky starts getting a little bit of a following. Mm-hmm. You've got a few thousand followers, tens of thousands of followers. Mm-hmm. You called me one morning.
Yeah.
You didn't really know what to do with yourself.
I did
because
not. I went
you
viral.
Went viral.
Like,
and not a little bit viral.
The whole way viral.
How many views of your viral video were there? How many views did you have? Yeah, when you called me, it was ticking up into the hundreds of thousands. But
yeah.
Where did it end up?
It currently sits at 30 million.
30 million views. People watched one of your videos.
Yeah. Well, 30. So there's 30 million views.
Okay.
There are 4 million likes.
Okay.
And there are almost 50,000 comments on that one TikTok.
One video.
And so first thing to know is that it's not my sound.
Yep. And you gave credit for the sound.
And I gave credit to the sound.
And somebody got upset with you.
They did. No, not up. No, they actually got upset with the original creator and said, you should give credit to the guy that did the wine bottle at curbside. And the guy's like, Joey is his name. He's like, that's my sound. Like, I'm the guy. Like,
yeah, that guy. And he used my creation.
So and the thing is, on TikTok, nobody gets to decide what goes viral. This is not the way it works. And so as I had this thing in my mind or in my heart where I felt bad that it was me that got to go viral. Because his video did well, but not as well as my video.
Yeah.
And so going viral is weird. It's very
you were kind of panicked. You're like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it was overstimulating across the board because as you most would look at my TikTok and not realize this, but I'm actually an introvert. I find a lot of solace when I get out in the woods and I'm alone.
Yeah.
And the way I can engage on TikTok is at my leisure, at the introvert's leisure, is when I decide you get to see me.
Yeah.
Right. So there's, I like that in engagement. Well, when you go viral, it's not that way. So the first, so I posted the TikTok at 4 o'clock PM on January 5th. And by, okay. So by 8 PM, my former assistant contacts me via text and says, "Oh my gosh, you just popped up on my Instagram from another account that duet you."
So this is now, you did not post it on Instagram.
I did not. I had not posted okay. So on Instagram
it's,
yet.
Now it's leaped now it's, platforms.
It's leaped platforms. Okay. Not only is it leaped platforms, but it leaped a platform with somebody that is a verified creator.
Okay.
And verified, and you can be verified on all the platforms, right?
Sure.
It means you have the little blue check mark. Yep. That's all that means. And her name is Kat Stickler. Kat and Mike, they are a young married couple. They have a young daughter. And Kat posted her reaction to my TikTok that I made. And that is when, that was the moment I was like, oh my gosh, I think this is going to be more than I can handle. And by the end of that week, or actually by the end of that night, when I woke up that morning, it had a million likes already.
Yeah.
And
you called me the next morning. Mm-hmm. 'Cause what was happening when you called me?
Like as far as
you were starting to get contacted.
Oh yeah. 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 So all of a sudden I start getting contacted from people that, want to license the video. They want to know if they can have the right to use it on their platforms. And that was fine with me. It's, yeah. You know, it's
what came of that was
nothing really. I mean, yeah. No, I didn't at the end of it all, I could have had it licensed and maybe I make a couple extra bucks here and there. But that just didn't, I don't know why, but I just didn't pursue that at okay. all. It, gotcha. It didn't to the degree that not that the companies that were contacting me felt like they were a scam or anything, but it was happening so fast that I didn't even want to let my brain enter that
yeah.
realm. And so,
and you had only provided the video piece of it too. So it wasn't uh-huh. all like, it wasn't entirely your creation.
Yeah. It wasn't my creation. Yeah. And so, as the week would wear on, what would continue to happen is more people with blue check marks or more even companies,
yeah.
known agencies are commenting on it. And as those are commenting on it, it continues to push it harder and harder and harder. And an example is the Washington Post commented on this TikTok, like, and it which blew me away.
That's
like,
insane.
Like, and I, like at the end of the day, I get it. There's maybe some intern that's typing that out for sure, Washington Post. It's still the Washington Post yeah. freaking TikTok
yep.
page. So that's a big deal to me for the guy that lives in Oregon, you know, with, at that moment I had 67,000 followers and it was just kind of cool,
yeah.
you know? So, yeah, it's just, it was a wild ride. And yeah. to the degree that when you do go viral and things happen like that, it continues. Like it doesn't, like that video is still being pushed pretty hard, over and over again. And you have people that then start duetting it and they're reacting to it and they just make their own thing. And, yeah. It's fun though. There's no doubt about it. It was definitely a fun TikTok, but the best part about this TikTok for those that are going to go watch it, the one thing I would want you to know is that I am so OCD about things that I almost didn't post that TikTok.
Really?
Yeah.
You almost didn't post your first one.
Yep.
So who knows if you end up even on TikTok. TikTok.
Yeah.
And you almost didn't post this because your eyebrow looked weird.
It was actually not my eyebrow might like weird right now, but no, it was actually, I do this head movement at the end of it that I just didn't think looked natural. And I was like, that's enough for me not to post it. But I was already engaged in another TikTok that I was making. And so I was like, eh, screw it. Just post it and we'll just go with it.
Yeah.
And the other TikTok did terrible.
Did anybody ever make a comment on how your head moved weird at the end?
Not a bit.
Okay. I'll go on and I'll make that. That'll be my first objective if I ever go on TikTok.
I love it.
So again, how to podcast.
How to podcast.
So if somebody wanted to go on TikTok, what's your advice?
Sure.
If somebody wanted to start out and knowing that you're not the greatest TikToker of all yeah. time, but you've had a blast with it, you've had results, you've gone viral.
Certainly.
in the first year, I think you've checked all the boxes, right?
I think I have.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, there was a trend that was going around toward the end of last summer. It was called the perfect TikTok. And you would make this checklist of things that would make the perfect TikTok for you. Gotcha. Right. And it gets 50,000 likes. It gets X, X, and X. Right. Okay. And so, yeah, I would say I made the perfect TikTok at some point. That was cool. For people that are getting into social media in general. But, you know, when we talk about no matter what, when you're getting into social media, there's anxiety. It exists for me too. That, right?
Did you feel any anxiety that you had to follow up your viral TikTok with something else now?
No, not really. And I think that was more my wife telling me, just continue to be you. It's fine. It happened because you were you. And I was me. And that was my reaction when I watched, when I saw that audio and I watched, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm old. So first, when making TikToks, know that everybody feels like the people that are creating don't, because we're smiley and happy and always on, you know, that we don't feel the anxiety, the pressure of people watching us. No, we do. We just are able to mitigate it or manage it or whatever that is, compartmentalize it just differently. Take baby steps. It's okay. The best part about TikTok is you can make a TikTok and you can put it in your drafts. You can just make it a draft. You don't even have to post the damn thing.
It just lives there.
And never gets posted. And you can watch it. The other thing you can do is you can change the privacy settings so that it's private only to you. It's posted, now it's only private to you.
And then you can send the link to somebody that you want to see it.
Exactly. Okay. So you can manage who you want to see these things very easily. That's not hard. As far as there's the next caveat to TikTok or any of them is the effects, the editing, it becomes a thing. The first thing I want you to know is that probably 99% of the people that are TikTok creators, and I put that in the bunny ears, right?
Sure.
They don't have some sort of master's degree in video and audio editing.
Sure.
I don't, they don't, nobody does. TikTok, Instagram, they have made it as easy as they possibly can to learn how to do this. And it is not hard. So know that you can practice it. It is a practice thing, using the effects, which there are hundreds of them. And that becomes daunting too, to the degree that if you watch my TikToks, I don't use effects very often, almost ever. It's really just me on there and my facial expressions that are going to draw people in.
And if you have a video that doesn't have a personality and killer effects, it's not going to go anywhere anyway. So spending all the time on the effects isn't going to do
it. It might not do anything anyway. Yeah. Absolutely. So the third thing I would always say in this is, it kind of alludes to something I brought up earlier, is you need to continue to be yourself.
Yeah.
People can tell. They can see it. They know when it's not a real smile.
But there's people that create characters, stand-up comedians, radio personalities, absolutely, TikTok, Instagram. I'm sure that create a character. Becky's a character. You could leave TikTok right now as Ben and just have Becky on there and you'd be fine. So that's not being yourself.
It's not being myself. Well, okay. We talk about being ourselves, right? I think that there's sides to everybody. And Becky is one of my sides. Becky has edge. The reality is Ben also has edge, but Ben in front of clients, right, does not have that edge.
Okay.
I don't bring that because that's not for them. But Becky, no, Becky will tell you how it is. Becky's going to give it to you. It's just straight up. It's mean. It's whatever it is.
Yeah.
And
there's still truth in it.
There's truth in it. Or we'll call it truth of personality, sure. I think, because I'm still using voiceovers. I'm still using lip syncs. I'm not using my own audio to the degree that people have asked, you know, when am I going to use my own sound, my own voice,
the podcast
for Becky though.
Oh,
and in my mind, my voice is for me to give Becky a voice as my voice suddenly makes it weird.
That's the point. So you're sitting there,
glasses with no frame,
a blonde wig, putting makeup on yourself.
Through the glasses.
If you had to say something, that would be weird.
That's when it gets weird.
Okay, good.
So, no, there's lines.
I'm so glad.
But it's so in doing lives and talking with my followers, one of them, her name's Jules, and Jules, she believes that Becky should be British. She should have a British accent.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Hello.
All the way.
Becky.
Wants to just go the whole line.
Is there a voice that you hear when you're on, when you're looking through for potential makeup tutorials or whatever mm-hmm. you're going to take the sound from? Is there a certain voice that you hear and go, that's Becky?
Yes. Yeah. No, absolutely.
What does it sound like?
Do you have a favorite?
Do you like something that's, a little bit more down home? Do you like something that's a little more...
I like, how would I say that? It's actually not necessarily down home. It's actually just more of an edge.
Oh, you like something that's a little sassy.
Sass. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Sass.
It's a sass.
Classic.
And for those female creators that I've used, for sound for Becky, you can see the pattern there. There's definitely a pattern.
Okay.
Heather OMG. She did this.
Do you use a lot of the same people again and again?
I would say yes on a semi-consistent okay. basis, but it really has to do with the mood I'm in. Because the other side of Becky is that there's days I'm not in the mood.
Yeah.
And to just throw it all on and do the whole nine yards, sometimes I'm just...
Yeah, be yourself. If you don't want to put on makeup today, don't.
And exactly. And the thing is, though, is that I believe also that there's something to that if I try and force it, and that goes for any TikTok...
Yeah.
If I try and force it, it looks forced.
So you don't go, I need to post 6 TikToks today. Yeah, no. I need to do what I'm going to do.
And if it happens, it happens. And there's sometimes I'll be in the middle of making a TikTok and I'll be like, I'm not feeling this right now.
See ya.
And I'm just done. I just turn it off and it's okay.
Cool.
There's no expectation of, for my followers and those that follow me, they know that they can scroll through my content and smile. And that's all I'm after is I want them to smile. Have a good day.
So no self-imposed deadlines, no expectations. You post it. If nobody watches it, no big deal.
And to the degree that, I know that there's content creators. And when I say this, I'm not bashing any content creator. Everybody does their own thing on
social media. Except for this guy, Jerry from Delaware. That guy's a jerk.
But there's some content creators that if a video or a TikTok that they posted isn't doing well, they'll pull it down. They won't keep it up.
Everything I post needs to get 40,000 likes or I don't post it.
Something like that. And for me and what I'm doing, it's just not the way it's going to go.
Yeah.
If I made the TikTok, it's going to stay up. It's there to stay and it's meant for a reason. And I don't know what that reason always is, but when I look through the comments and I'm watching people say, "Oh, I was having a rough day. This made me smile." That's neat, right? Like, I think that's a neat thing for me to be able to affect somebody's day to the idea that they commented on it and told me that they're having a better day just by watching 15 seconds of me horribly doing makeup. That's a cool thing, I think. There's fun things there. Yeah. So fun engagement is the way I would say it. So.
All right. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's how to get 167,000.2 followers on TikTok in 1 year.
Smile.
Have fun. All right. So the idea of this podcast, what we're going to try to do with this podcast moving forward is we're going to try to bring in guests. We're going to try to give the best advice that we can. So if you're listening to this podcast, I don't know the best way to give us your feedback. I can give my email if you want to. It's luke.anderson, spelled S-E-N, at entercom.com. You may be listening to this through radio.com. You can post comments, I suppose, to Ben, or you can give out your email if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really simple. It's just ben@boxpainting.com.
So send us emails, send us whatever you want to. If there's something you'd like us to get to as a topic, we can do that. We can talk about stand-up comedy. We can talk about painting a house. We can talk about whatever it is. We're going to try to find somebody that can give us a great advice on doing a podcast. Yeah. So we're just going to create a conversation between the two of us. We'll bring in other folks and we're going to try to teach people how to, whatever. So this is the first how to podcast with Luke and Ben. I hope you enjoyed it. Anything else that that you want to add? How about this? What's next for your TikTok? If we have the same podcast in a year, this will be a good way to wrap things up.
What's next?
Look how prepared we are.
Right.
In this time next year, what do you see? What do you hope? Do you care where your TikTok is or do you want to be surprised?
I know that I'm going to be surprised. That's the first thing. Yeah. I don't have a plan to it. What I would say is that, I want to get a little bit more consistency on some of the linking of the box dad to box painting. Mostly because I did do a handful of TikToks coming out of the Sherwin-Williams store. And a couple of them were me just running through the paints I use and why I use them and how I do it and what I do and all that stuff. I like that. I like talking about paint. So,
well, that was the original idea, right?
Yeah, at some point it was. So, and they've done well overall. And so that's fun. So I can see more of that, but no matter what, the other thing that I will continue to do is, I've had a lot of people on my lives. They've requested that I do audio book readings.
Silky pipes.
The thing about hearing your own voice is until you hear it, like, it sounded higher in my mind. But I understand now that I have a very low voice. And so doing some audio readings of children's books has been some fun things that I've done. And just getting them out there and having fun with it.
So. Okay, cool. So readings from audiobooks, actually getting to what your original mission was, and promoting your business. All right, well, there it is. We'll put a bow on it. That's our first podcast. We'll do these once a month, and if they go well, maybe we're ready. But we'd love to hear your comments back. There you go. How to with Luke and Ben. We'll see you next time.